It happened in Ramakrishna's time, his disciple Vivekananda, when for the first time had a satori, he felt great powers. And there was in the ashram of Ramakrishna a very simple, innocent man. His name was Kalu. He was so innocent and so simple, so childlike, that Vivekananda used to tease him always. Vivekananda was an intellectual type, argumentative. And this Kalu was a simple villager. And he used to worship. His room was a temple, and in his room there were almost hundreds of guards. In India, you can purchase as many guards as you want. And any stone can become a guard. You just put red color on it and it becomes a guard. So he had almost 300 guards in his small room. There was no space left for him even to sleep. And these 300 guards he has to worship every day. It used to take 6 to 8 hours. By the evening he was finished by the worship, then he will take his food. And Vivekananda was always saying that this is stupid, this is foolish, you throw all these guards in the Ganges. Be finished, this is nonsense. The guard is within. But the Kalu was such a simple man that he said, I love those stones. And they are beautiful, don't you see? This stone, look how beautiful it is. And I have found it from the Ganges. Ganges has given it to me. Now how I can throw it back into the Ganges? No, I cannot do that. The day Vivekananda attained his first satori, he was sitting in another room, just close by from Kalu's room. And the first power rush, and the idea came in his mind that Kalu must be worshipping still. It was afternoon, but he must be worshipping. So just to have fun, he thought an idea, he projected an idea into Kalu's mind from his room, that Kalu, now take all your guards and throw them into the Ganges. And he felt that the power is there. He can project the thought and it will be received. Ramakrishna was sitting outside. He saw this whole game. What Vivekananda has done. He must have seen the thought being projected. But he waited. And then Kalu came out with a big bundle. All the guards in one big bag. And he was carrying. And Ramakrishna stopped him. He said, wait, where are you going? And he said, an idea came into my mind that this is foolish. And I am going to throw all these guards and I am finished. Ramakrishna said, you wait and call Vivekananda. And Vivekananda was called. And Ramakrishna shouted very angry. And he said, is this the way to use power? And he told to Kalu, you go back to your room, put your guards back in their places. This is not your idea. This is Vivekananda's. And then Kalu said, I also felt somebody like hitting me like a stone, as if it has come from the outside. But I am a poor simple man. I didn't know what is happening. And the idea took so possession of me. And I was trembling with fear what I am doing. But I was almost possessed. And Ramakrishna was so angry with Vivekananda, he said, now I will keep your key. You will receive this key back only before you will be dying, just 3 days before. You will never have any more satori again. And this is how it happens. Vivekananda didn't have any other satori again. He cried and wept for years. But he didn't. He could not have. He tried hard. And Ramakrishna died. When Ramakrishna was dying, he was crying and saying to him, give my key back. And Ramakrishna said, you will get it only just 3 days before you will die, because you seem to be dangerous. Such power cannot be used in such a way. You are not pure enough. Yet you wait, you go on crying and you go on meditating. And exactly the 3 days before, Vivekananda had another satori. But then he knew my death has come, because only 3 days are left.